Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dove Knight and Identity Theft Harassment for 14 years. Since I moved to Vol Street in 2002, I suffered living with some of the people who I consider very dangerous. I wish I never lived at 14420 Vol Street. I was actually trying to move over back over the hill. It was a mistake. But since I moved here, I dealt with some very dangerous individuals. It was such a long-term basis. I mean, you know what the criteria is, where an individual have gotten documents of mine illegally and have followed me around, living outside my home, jealous because I own a home and stuff like that. The sickness was so profound and such jealousy that I am doing my best I can to get the police involved. This person has committed identity theft. You know, it's just sad because my life has been very hard in one way because I grew up in a very hazardous situation where family members of mine were criminals and I disowned some of them. Even there was allegations that members of my family did something illegally to my mom with my father's lawsuit that hasn't been proven. I believe they did. And some other bad experiences. I was just progressing in my life to try to be a better person. I came to this health center. I won't name it. I didn't name it in previous episodes, so I won't name it again. Where I was there until 1995, 97, it was over. 2002, it was over. I'm not going back there ever again. Worked in group homes, and an individual from that street, Wall Street, or over here in this area, had constantly stalked me and was so jealous because I owned a home. And this person is so jealous that they even trying to commit identity theft and don't want me to go further than the master's degree because of their jealousy. You know, part of it is racism. I guess they don't like a colored guy succeeding or jealousy. The other half is just criminal. I cannot believe that they went on the street for over 12 years, 13 years doing this. That is insane, diabolical. You're probably wondering, why would you talk about this issue? I had to. And this person may have even violated my own home by privacy. And I was involved in the counseling business. I was, but I decided not to. But I am interested in the academia side of psychology more so than the actual counseling side. But because I cannot work at that center, they wanted me to go back to center. And I repeat, they won't think I'm going to be like LaDiego Calia. That's not going to happen. 1994 is over, so it's 2002. They wanted me to go back to an apartment building because they're jealous because I own a home for 15 years and then go back to lose my home at foreclosure and go back to apartment building. That's not going to happen, not in L.A. County. That's not going to happen. I have never experienced anything like this. I mean, living in a home where I supposed to have rights under law by federal, county, and city law of privacy, and someone doesn't understand that to violate that, to actually comment on what I'm doing inside my home. And you know, I am concerned about this individual. This is an extremely dangerous individual who should be locked up in prison. They even made up stories about me having a counselor, or they were a social worker, which is illegal. Made up stories I didn't own the property. I mean, it's all about the price of my home. I have called the police. I'm still working on trying to get a restraining order because these individuals are very dangerous. That's extremely dangerous. I will never ever hurt another human being, and I have to be careful in who I associate with. There are black, white people who are very dangerous. I don't care what your color skin are, and and whatever. If you hurt somebody and you're dangerous, you cannot hang around those type of people. If you hung around someone of a similar race, and you had bad experience, you suffer PTSD, don't hang around them. If it makes you safe, then so be it. I mean, going through this 10 years is crazy. Happens, it's more subtle, when you hear them following you around in a vehicle, and then they're mentioning they have ID cards and stuff like that, and making up stories that I didn't know my songs or stuff. So silly, but also so sick. We know what the criteria is. The most important thing I'm going to say in this episode is there's so many alternatives or opportunities for every human being on this planet, especially in the United States, to take care of themselves. Get homes, good education, meet new people. I don't know what the fixation they have on me. They're trying to stop me from succeeding because they're jealous, because they refuse to take responsibility for their actions. They could have got their own home. They could have done the same thing, but they refuse to. I have to protect myself from my identity theft because I think they're getting documents of mine, birthwise and stuff, that they shouldn't be. And that's sociopathy, If I see anything fraudulent or anything, I will be filing identity theft charges. I, as a person, I'm trying to be rational, but I've never seen what someone who doesn't understand the law will take the law in their own hands. I will never live next into an apartment building setting or any, because of the bad experience I had previously in Volts and other places. Because it was a very extreme bad experience. Woof, I will never live in something like that. Not in LA County, that's what it is. This is another thing that's related. One thing that's related is that somebody have mentioned. Well, one of these criminals have said that they were angry because I didn't hang around black people. And I thought that was so psychotic. You hang around who you're around. This is a free country. We're all the same. I mean, you do not hang around no criminal regardless of color. I don't care if you're the same color. If someone's going to hurt you, stay away from them. It doesn't mean that you hate them because of what they look like. It's because they did something wrong. So that is the situation. Harassment and identity theft for 14 years is extreme. That is insane. I mean, if you're living in a building next door to me or whatever, or if I'm living next door to somebody, I ain't going to spend 14 years trying to get somebody to leave. I mean, there's so much things to do. All I can say is that society do not get these individuals off the street who are spending all that time. I mean, all that time fixated on me, something bad could happen. These individuals need to be put in a hospital or in jail. And they spent all that time on me and done nothing, living on the streets or whatever. Living in a little compartment because they're angry because they don't want to see me succeed because I don't want to do what they want me to do. That's crazy. Oh, because I don't want to hang around black people. That's sick. That's insane. Or because they blame me because they think they want me to go back to work in a health center, which I don't want to. I can't be LaDelia Cowan. That's crazy. That's insane. I mean, I think these individuals need to be locked up. They drive outside my home all the time, and up and down the street. There are lots of things you can do in this world. I mean, there are lots of places that these people can go. Lots of opportunities for these people to find places or better themselves, but they've refused to. That's not my fault. I don't understand the rationale in their obsession. I'm not a millionaire. I'm not necessarily all that famous either. I don't have nothing for them. And they're trying to stop me from succeeding. That's evil. That's a crime. Trying to take my dreams away because I won't do what they want to, and I won't be a, because I don't want to be a loser, so they want me to be a loser and not own a home and just sit on my ass and that's it. I can't have that happen. You know, if people are not working or they are, that's okay, you know. We all have ups and downs. I'm not talking about those people who just doing the best they can. I'm talking about those people who don't want me to go further. We are all the same. I mean, God, that when you have someone that desperate, and I mean, I'm not trying to put them down. They need help. Religion, I mean, and they use religion as a crutch to a conservative. That's crazy. They can't force people they can't force me to believe what they want or do what they want. They need to be checked into a hospital or something before it's too late. Society must get involved. But, you know, I'm handling it as best I can. I have to live my life. I respect people regardless of where they come from. Everybody is the same. You know, we are all at different levels of understanding, but still okay. But, yes, I do protect myself. I'm bringing this out because this is too extreme to go 14 years or 10 years. Oh, over 14 years. It's important that somebody get involved. I have been that particular, the police, smart team, to get these people the help they need. For me, the restraining orders, calling the police to protect myself, I'm doing that. If you're experiencing harassment or stalking, please do the best you can to protect yourself. Okay? Good night from Duff Night.